if your information changes in your business, so you change the name of your business, you change the address of your business, any of the ownership changes, or, you know, maybe one of those senior managers changes too, you will need to update the report. So the failure to provide completed and updated reports could result in criminal penalties up to 2 years in prison and civil penalties of $500 per day, up to $10,000.
The Small Business Rundown is the official podcast of the National Federation of Independent Business, the member-driven voice of small business. NFIB and our members advocate to keep America's small businesses strong and independent in Washington, D.C., all 50 states, and the nation's courts.
Welcome to the Small Business Rundown, a biweekly podcast with information on independent businesses' victories and challenges in Washington, D.C. and state capitals. I'm Adam Temple, NFIB's Senior Vice President for Advocacy, and on this episode, we'll explain a new law that went into effect on January 1st that'll impact over 32 million small businesses this year. Joining me today is NFIB Small Business Legal Center Executive Director Elizabeth Melito and Vice President of Federal Government Relations Jeff Brabant to share their expertise on this new law and what it means for small business owners. Beth and Jeff, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having us, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
It's good to see you both, and I'd like to start by explaining to the listeners what this new beneficial ownership reporting requirement is, because according to a recent NFIB survey, 83% of business owners aren't aware of this regulation. Beth, can you break down the new beneficial ownership reporting requirement?
You bet. So this is the biggest reporting requirement and most massive federal database that business owners have not heard of, which is really frightening when we talk about what the penalties are for not complying with this new law. It's a frightening statement that so many small business owners don't know about the rule. And so I'm glad that we are focusing attention on this here today. So what it is, as of January 1st, as you said, over an estimated 32 million small business owners are now subject to this new reporting rule under the Corporate Transparency Act. And this is going to require small businesses, and those are businesses with 20 or fewer employees and 5 million or less in gross annual receipts, to report their beneficial ownership to this new federal database that is going to be maintained by the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, which sounds scary, I know.
And who falls under the beneficial owner category of this law?
It's incredibly broad and I would say ill-defined. Maybe Jeff can add a little bit to that in a minute. But a beneficial owner is any individual who directly or indirectly exercises substantial control over a reporting company or who owns or controls at least 25% of the reporting company. So as I said, that's pretty broad, and it could require small businesses to even report identity information for general managers and directors in their companies.
Wow. Okay. And Jeff, you were involved in NFIB's advocacy efforts to prevent this bill from becoming a law. Can you give a brief history of the issue?
Sure. So Congress wanted to address money laundering, and we've probably all seen movies where you have a dry cleaner, and that's where you're laundering money. So most members of Congress thought, who are the money launderers? They said, well, it's probably the little guys, because that's usually because they don't have a lot of employees, and that's the way that these criminals are doing it. So they said, okay, we're going to have the first ever small business registry where the small business owners have to register with Congress with their owners. So they say, oh, well, this way we can look as law enforcement and decide, okay, here are the owners of the business. We can find out if you're laundering money or not to get rid of these so-called shell companies. Now, for our membership, for NFIB members, they're not money launderers. They're not shell companies. So this is going to be fairly burdensome, where they're going to have to register a photocopy of their driver's license and significant information about themselves and their businesses with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and then update that information if it ever changes for the life of the business. So our biggest concern is, you know, are you going to catch the honest actor? Our members have a significant burden here. And who are you going to catch? Are the criminals going to actually comply and report honestly? Criminals usually don't do that. And that was one of our real concerns with this legislation. Unfortunately, we lost the fight after many years, but we're going to keep on fighting to repeal this thing as we move forward.
All right. And Beth, as we talked about earlier, 83% of small business owners aren't even aware of this new reporting requirement. How can a small business owner find out if their business needs to report its beneficial owners?
Great question, Adam. So NFIB has been working very hard to get information out to our members. As you know, we have a fact sheet, and I believe the podcast has a link to that in it. So I encourage businesses to download a copy of our fact sheet and our alert, which we continue to update as we get more information from FinCEN as to how this process is going to work. So one, download NFIB's alert. Two, take a look at the webinar that NFIB did on January 17th. This was presented by an outside attorney who was focused just on beneficial ownership information reporting. It's geared to small businesses and should tell you all you need to know about the reporting requirement, how to go about doing it. There's also information on FinCEN's website, but I'd start with NFIB's fact sheet and take a look at our webinar.
All right, and we'll include those links in the show notes for today's show. What are the penalties for not complying with the new law?
So that's a great question, too. So failure to provide completed and updated reports, because as Jeff mentioned, if your information changes in your business, so you change the name of your business, you change the address of your business, any of the ownership changes, or, you know, maybe one of those senior managers changes, too, you will need to update the report. So the failure to provide completed and updated reports could result in criminal penalties up to 2 years in prison and civil penalties of $500 per day, up to $10,000. So pretty steep penalties.
Wow. And you mentioned some of the things that they have to report. We've heard from several members about asking about what specific information that beneficial owners need to report. Do you have any other details on that?
Absolutely. So the required information for each business will include the legal name and any doing business as names related to the business, the address, the jurisdiction of formation, and a taxpayer identification number. So four pieces of information for each business. Then you also need to include information for each of the beneficial owners with the business. And that information includes name, birth date, address, an identifying number from a driver's license or some other form of government ID, and maybe most concerning is an image of the document with that number on it. So okay, five pieces of information for each beneficial owner.
And is it like taxes? Are they going to have to refile this every year?
They will only need to refile or update the report if there is a change in one of those pieces of information.
Okay. Okay. And there's also an issue of privacy using a centralized database. There's still a lot of nebulous information around that itself. What are some of the concerns? And do either of you know if FinCEN has addressed any of these issues?
Sure. I'll take this one, Adam. So one of our concerns in the legislative process was we fought to have a subpoena required to access this information, because if law enforcement really wants to get this, is often private information, especially if you have a silent partner. This isn't public information. We thought they should have to have a reason, and the judge should approve that reason. Unfortunately, we're unsuccessful in getting that, and now law enforcement just needs to say, hey, write down a reason they're acquiring it, and no one has to approve that. So that's a one privacy concern, that this may be accessed improperly by law enforcement. There may be searches that aren't necessarily relevant. We hope that everyone is a good actor, but we've seen in the past, you know, not everyone is always a great actor. There's also the concerns of hacks and leaks. So you're going to have millions of photocopies of driver's license of small business owners and their senior staff in a database. And I've worked in the government in the past. My information has been compromised. I get notices all the time. I think it's a matter of time until this information is hacked or leaked. And that's really concerning for identity theft issues for our membership.
And that's one of a number of reasons that we fought this bill, and ultimately it did become law on January 1st. Is it over, or is there still anything that can be done?
NFIB is still leading a fight to repeal this legislation. I'd encourage you to go to NFIB.com and fill out our action alert, which is asking Congress to repeal this legislation.
Okay. If a business owner has questions about the reporting, is there a resource or a place they can go to get more information?
I would encourage them to reach out to the NFIB Small Business Legal Center. You can email us, info@nfib.org. That email goes directly to staff in the Legal Center. You can also give us a call at 800-NFIB-NOW. You can ask, talk to Beth Melito, and the call will go through to me. As I said, Jeff and I are working hard to keep up with all the latest developments as we get more information from FinCEN. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And Adam, I'd like to go back to your point about the fraud and the privacy concern too, because already FinCEN has issued an alert warning business owners about fraudulent emails that business owners might receive to report information. And these are, you know, spam hacks. So FinCEN is not proactively sending any emails out. They wanted business owners to know that. So all this to say, if you have any doubts as to whether or not you should be responding to an email, doing something or not doing something, reach out to NFIB, info@nfib.org.
Yeah, thank you. And before we go, do either of you have any final thoughts?
I would just like to encourage small business owners to take action on this. Go to NFIB.com. We have an action alert to encouraging Congress to repeal this legislation.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And we'll include that in the show notes. As Beth mentioned also, there's information that we'll include there as well, as NFIB needs your help to urge Congress to repeal this law. Jeff and Beth, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Our next episode premieres on February 22nd. We'll be answering questions from our listeners, so if there's anything you'd like to ask, go ahead and send us an email at podcast@nfib.org. We look forward to hearing from you. And now I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us on today's Small Business Rundown. We'll be back every 2 weeks bringing you news and analysis from Washington, D.C. and state capitals so that you, whether you're a business owner or a supporter of one, can continue to blaze a trail.
The Small Business Rundown is brought to you by NFIB, the voice of small business. You can find us at nfib.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.